Well, Coach Poole, making the move once again down to Southwest High. New girls basketball coach just made the announcement. Mr. Rogenkamp, Mr. Billiter down there just the other day. And now, we, in our talks over the years, when we're talking, of course, when you're in Hitchcock County, we made no bones about it. You lived in Bartley. You lived down there, and it just kind of made sense and made it a lot. It's going to be a lot easier for you and your family, isn't it?
It is, and I think that's ultimately what played into the decision. You know, you would think it'd be a no-brainer slam dunk, but it really, I had to contemplate for a couple of days. I really came to, you know, love those kids over there, love the community, love the school system and what it was. Ultimately, at the end of the day, though, when I can look at spending a little more time with my family, my kids are in the system at Southwest and things like that, I think that's ultimately what helped that win out at the end of the day.
You had a chance to kind of meet the team a little bit and get it accustomed to who's going to be coming back, and you've got a lot of eighth graders coming in to be freshmen next year. It's going to be kind of a young team next year.
Yeah, got a lot of younger players, good solid juniors and seniors, I think, coming to the there's 18 kids yesterday at the meeting. We just talked briefly a little bit, talked summer basketball a tad, and I let them ask questions. I told them a little bit about myself. We probably spoke for about 15 minutes, and that was the end of the meeting. But get some quality time and just get to meet them and put some names with faces. But yeah, going to look forward to that here moving on.
Senior class at obviously graduating with the Nelm sisters and Bella Stritt, just kind of Kate, and I think Caitlin Adams also. So they lost some seniors, but you've got a nice group to work around. Aspen Billiter, of course, coming back, a scoring guard for you, is going to be asked to do probably a lot that junior season, isn't she?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think Aspen is used to that, asked to do a lot her freshman year and her sophomore year. Really stepped up. You know, she's a Billiter. There's nothing else you can say about that. Good athletes know what they're doing and make it fun. The Vaughn girl, I think, had a really nice junior season last year as well, stepping up in the senior role. We'll look for some of those juniors and seniors to step up and just really, you know, take on a leadership role next year and kind of mentor those young kids too coming up. There's a really good foundation that we can build off of, and you know, there's a lot to look forward to.
Summer months going to be big for you coming up this summer, isn't it?
It is big, big, big. So we'll really get after it in June. We've got a couple things planned out. We'll end up back in the Wilcox Summer League, I think, and then you know, made some connections last year with Hitchcock that I think I'll use this year to take the team to a couple of different places. We won't play a ton of basketball in the area, I don't think, this summer. I'm gonna try and take the opportunity to take the girls throughout the state and see some different names and faces in other places.
All right. And your coaching staff, kind of as of right now, remaining the same, isn't it?
Yep. I think most of the assistants are going to hang out, be the same faces, which is good. The continuity for the girls hopefully makes that transition a little bit easier. For the most part, Shannon and I are, Coach Levin and I, you know, a little similar in demeanor and how we take things, pretty even keel, mild-mannered type of people. Don't get too worked up about most things. So I hope that translates well. But that summer month too, just spend time with the team, start building trust with them back and forth and letting them, you know, get to know me with not only, me getting to know them and them getting to know me.
Exactly right. In the meantime, you're still your job here in McCook with the Bureau of Reclamation. By the way, he's my neighbor, like right next, like a block away from my house, even like less than a block. So I can keep tab on him all the time. But that doesn't change, does it?
Nope. Still the same thing. Southwest just as kind to me. The working with me, not being at the school, the administration there makes it easy. So that's helpful as well. And that played into part of it too, just having a good, solid administration. I'll shout him out, and he's going to like it and have to deal with it. You know, with Mike Tinez coming over, some familiarity there between him and I. We spent a lot of bus trips together this year. So that was a nice face to see on that side as well.
Yeah, and being at Hitchcock and a chance to play a lot of these RPAC conference schools, granted it was in the boys, but you had a chance to watch a lot of those girls' games too to see what the competition's going to be like this next year.
Absolutely. I watched a ton, and you know, we had some off nights where I'd sneak over to Southwest and watch the girls play a couple of times. I've started watching film. I'm probably 7 or 8 games deep now on the season. I'll get through everything. You get to see a lot of the competition sneak over and sneak up. Granted, won't see as much west. You'll see some more east, but a lot of chances to see the competition and know it's still competitive, still going to be tough, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Congrats on the move once again this year.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.